When Catherine White Morley tested positive for HIV, she was told she had 6 years to live. Nearly two decades later, the mother of three is still alive, still fighting AIDS, and finding strength in helping other women like her. Wyatt Morley had a good life, a happy marriage, three lovely children, a good job. Then, in 1994, at a follow-up visit after a surgery, her doctor told her she was infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
I could not believe that that is what he said to me. I was married for over 10 years. I had never had sex outside of marriage. I was completely faithful to my husband. I had never injected a drug and had never gotten a blood transfusion or anything else. So I was devastated. After all of these years, I have yet to find a word in the English language that supersedes the word devastation.
Wyatt Morley learned she had contracted the virus from her husband. He was later diagnosed with AIDS, hospitalized, and passed away. She was left alone to deal with her life's new realities.
We lost everything. Kicked out of my home, lost my job, was kicked out of my church. My family turned their back. So what I had to do was begin to prioritize who was going to take care of my children, you know, how I was actually going to prepare to pay for my own burial, all of those kinds of things.
At that point, she started to write letters to her children.
I thought I was going to die and leave my children motherless and wanted my children to understand exactly who I was.
Out of those letters came a book, AIDS Memoir, Journal of an HIV-Positive Mother.
The book was very inspiring to me because I was going through a very difficult moment.
Half a world away in Kenya, Perina Gwantai, another HIV-positive mother, picked up the book.
I'm reading her book and seeing my life reflected in that situation. The book really encouraged me, and Catherine has helped me grow, made me strong, made me feel worthy.
That sort of feedback inspired Wyatt Morley to do even more.
Out of my anguish, out of my misery, I gave birth to an organization that, you know, started in 1994 in the bedroom of my home.
The organization, Women on Maintaining Education and Nutrition, the acronym spells WOMEN, provides HIV testing, counseling, support, and nutrition services for people infected with, affected by, or at risk of contracting HIV.
We have a staff of 13. We're the only organization in the state that the programs are administered by an African-American woman living with AIDS. So I know very clearly the plight of the individuals that we work with and that we work for.
Catherine Wyatt Morley has traveled around the world to speak about her experiences. She went to Africa to see the impact of AIDS firsthand. She visited monks in Thailand to learn about their holistic approach to AIDS care. She has become the voice of the voiceless, and always she offers inspiration for other women living with HIV, like Perina Gwantai. She started her own organization in Nairobi with help from Wyatt Morley's group.
I go and speak with the people living with HIV, encouraging and giving support to families and individuals affected or infected with HIV and AIDS.
Gwantai's main focus is middle-class women and children.
The government of Kenya has developed several programs in support of the international community. Stigma among the middle class is still high, which prevents people from reaching out for services. Poor people are more willing and more receptive to services than the middle class. The other challenge, I think, is handling children who have HIV themselves and the orphans left behind when parents die.
Though they have never met in person, Gwantai credits Catherine Wyatt Morley for the success her group has achieved so far. Wyatt Morley says the solidarity among women with HIV/AIDS is essential in their fight against the disease.
Though we're located in the south of the United States, we're really very much would like for women around the world to know that they have a sister in the fight. If they need, you know, to communicate, please reach out. We're here to support in any way that we can.
Catherine Wyatt Morley says inspiration and support can be found on the organization's website, educatingwomen.org. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.